AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Firefighters are hoping for a break today from fierce winds fueling massive blazes in the Los Angeles area that have killed 10 people. Juan Perez of Altadena says he was hoping the fire spared his house, but it didn't.
My heart dropped. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't just think. It was something so unreal. It was my whole life that got in flames. It was unbelievable.
A cause hasn't been identified for the largest fires. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on wintry weather in the Deep South.
Another blast of winter storms is closing schools, canceling flights, and putting millions of residents on alert across parts of the Deep South and South Central United States. The National Weather Service says heavy snowfall and icy conditions are likely in Mississippi, Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The storm started dumping a mix of sleet and heavy snow in North Texas and Oklahoma, where schools canceled classes for more than a million students. Closures also kept students home in Kansas City and Arkansas. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President-elect Trump has been sentenced in his hush money case.
President-elect Donald Trump avoids jail time as the judge in his New York hush money case declines to impose any punishment. A stoic Trump appearing by video from Florida for the sentencing in Manhattan criminal court, saying it has been a very terrible experience and insisting he did nothing wrong. Judge Juan Merchan said the legal protection that Trump will have as president is a factor that overrides all others, and that was the reason for no punishment. However, Merchan also said, despite those legal protections, one power they do not provide is that they do not erase a jury verdict. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on solid numbers on job growth.
Hiring picked up unexpectedly in December. The Labor Department says 256,000 jobs were added last month, a big jump from what experts were predicting. It's a sign the economy has remained resilient in the face of high interest rates. For the year, the economy added 2.2 million jobs, a solid number, but it was lower than job growth in 2023. Stocks opened lower on the expectations the strong jobs report would make the Federal Reserve less likely to cut interest rates. The Fed now projects just 2 rate cuts this year, down from the 4 they envisioned back in September. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Biden administration says it's extending temporary legal status to about 600,000 Venezuelans and more than 200,000 El Salvadorans in one of its final acts on immigration policy. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.